Giles Peterson. Six Music.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
I can't hear you.
The only thing that I'm saying here is that we are making a joyful noise to people that don't supposed to be dying yet.
Music is a spirit. Music is life, life is music. La 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 la.
Giles Peterson.
And I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Sounds of the African, or should I say the mother, bringing us back again from the drumming on the Congo. Came with a strong flow and continued to grow. Feet moved to the beat of the tabalo. Now dig the story and follow, for then it landed on American soil. Through the sweat, the blood, and the toil, it praised the Lord, shouted on chain gangs, paying it up, but it helped them to maintain. Scott Joplin grass, Bessie Smith's blues, St. Louis blues, they were all the news, ringing smooth in all the listeners' ears, fulfilling the needs and planting the seeds of a jazz thing. King Oliver's group was a train coming through to Chicago, bringing a New Orleans groove, and with Satchmo Blue, the audience knew. Basin Street Blues was the whole house tune, it was music. Great to dance to, great to romance to, with a lot to say to you. Relaying a message, revealing the essence of a jazz thing. In the 40s came bebop, the first bebop, the real bebop. So let me talk about Diz and Bird, giving the word, defining how a beat could be so complete. Playing with ferocity, thinking with velocity, about ornithology or anthropology, and even epistrophe, and this is real history. Thelonious Monk, a melodious thunk, no mistakes were made with the notes he played. His conception was recondite, a star glowing bright among dim lights. The critics did cite that he sounded all right, but Charlie Mingus, such nimble fingers, dropping the bass all over the place. And Max Roach, cymbal socking, bass drum talking, snare drum rocking, restructuring the metaphysics of a jazz thing. John Coltrane, a man supreme, he was the cream. He was the wise one, the impression of Afro blue and of the promise that was not kept. He was a giant step, and there was Ornette Coleman. He was another soul man, the original invisible, playing great music. I wonder why the bankers couldn't use it. Now listen, see, the real mystery is how music history created by white men or any other white man, and pretended he originated, and contended that he innovated a jazz thing.
Of course, we know who could really blow,
scheming on the meaning of a jazz thing.
Look out.
Thing.
All right.
sequence is repeated several times. Listen to it from a location midway between the loudspeakers.
One, two, three,
bass.
All day, ray.
The All Day Rave. This is BBC Radio 6 Music. The 90s. So good to hear Rod again and all that heavy reggaeton themed music on Jams this afternoon. Hope you're doing good. It's been a few weeks for me out and about. Thank you, Tom, Nabia, everybody who sat in. '80s last week, '90s this week, and the '90s. Well, we kicked off with Gangstar. A decade of the jazz thing. Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing. On the back of Branford Marsalis and Public Enemy and the combination, the first real experiments between the two forms. Of course, Steve Coleman signed I, one of the first to do it. A little bit later on, The Roots coming up with Organics and the Philadelphia scene. And a decade of, well, what they call the golden age of hip hop. In the mix today, little special moments from me to you, from Nas and Main Source, to a little bit of orchestral hip-hop via Cool Keith on the way, with the great Bahamadia joining. She was making some of the best female-led hip-hop in the 90s, and of course she was the one who went on to work with Ronnie Sides, the New Forms, Mercury Prize winner, 97. A decade of awesome clubbing, pre-internet, strictly guest list, get your tickets in advance, find out where the rave is, and coming out of Rare Groove, out of Acid Jazz and of course Acid House, all over the UK, all over the world and beyond, way before EDM. So I'm going to be listening and hearing from one of the great DJs who exported the sound all around the world. But first and foremost, coming from Manchester into France, Laurent Garnier is one of my guests today, as is Bahamadia, and one of the great producers of the UK scene. The UK scene that gave us the Wild Bunch, gave us Soul to Soul. He connected it all, plus UK hip-hop at the beginning, London Posse and all that, and Pussyfoot Records. We have Dobie coming through today as well. And to finish off the show, final 30, Sherelle. Of course, it was the beginning of, well, it was the decade of jungle and what went on to become UK bass and all that stuff. But jungle music, mid-90s, early 90s was the sound. Sherelle's got a mix for you, 5:30 till 6. Welcome along.
Day.
all day, all day, all day, all day, all day.
Sure, this was the record that people played at midnight at the end of 91, end of 92, end of 93 and beyond. It was that tune, Optimistic, The Sounds of Blackness. Just playing you a few of the songs that we kind of came into that decade with on the club scene. I was doing Dingwalls on a Sunday, later on Bar Rumba on a Monday. I remember Babylon at Heaven on a Thursday, The Fez on a Friday, various events every Saturday night, up and down the motorways. Already the travelling was beginning. Manchester, Edinburgh, Sheffield, Bristol, the club culture scene, it was just coming, it was all over the place, and it was beginning to export into Europe. Inspired by the music, the black music of America, disco, hip-hop, early house, and then the UK twist, all the variations that came out, rare groove, the two-step. We're going to be celebrating all of that today till 6. Peterson, BBC Radio 6 Music. Yeah.
boom, my rap's a trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof and got strike hard. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. And hanging looking like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an FDA patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
Merciful and they curse me. When I grip the mic, I show no mercy. I got heart, I rip the party apart from the scenes and hem them up like bell-bottom jeans. But you get done, you get blues like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm live, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team and knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some top, weak flow at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starting like North Lakes. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of 50 and Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage and let the guard merciful just take charge.
It was like that job, that job.
Small shit, like pigs when it comes to a showdown. Huff and puff, but the ox won't get blown down. Cause I come strong, rather come at all and not be ready. That's what separates me from the petty. MCs gas themselves by drinking too much Getty and get torn the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and thick and lyristic and Jemima. It doesn't take Keenan and Ivy Wayne to know that I'ma get your sucker if you bite like a piranha. So say them preschool rhymes for the kids of Wonderama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhyme's so dangerous, call for the homicide. Cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my work. The only future that lies ahead of them is the lights from the hearse. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be misled. I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocked in the head from the words that I said. Should get a shovel and dig your grave, cause the shit you talk is dead. I grab up girls like Jax, add them on like tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, I pressure cooker from start to finish, I diminish like a Cuisinart. Secondly, I'm sick of critics who's necking me.
Ooh, you got an afro.
Yo, but I got dough. Why's my name the Large Professor? Cause I milked your cow, in other words, I hit your heifer. Don't talk about how you could break Rambo. That's just a bunch of man but your handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way puff your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Black.
That was his first verse, 2 years before Illmatic. Nas with Main Source, Large Professor. Mary J. Reminisce.
Sharp rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack, throw the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, needs a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget you set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you don't just want. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, sing it.
Yes, yes.
Dibs on the big man. Can he come out? Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm mama's number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Springer, Doc, no Dinky, and Hot Dog know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme that'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow, cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them to pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. To just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. And party people in the house singing. Party people in the house, listen up. How the man with the plan and the band rips it up. Beast of Howie T, good looking G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no butt, F, love, but Dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it.
Walking through
So the second wave of progressive producers coming out of Detroit, making their mark in the 90s, the children of Derek May and Joanne Atkins. You had Moody Man, you had Theo Parrish. And when this music started coming through, it was a whole new minimal, open, free approach to house music. And of course, since those days, another generation after those guys has come through, led by Omar S. And the legacy of Detroit keeps on coming. And the spirit of Roy Davis Jr. with Pevin Everett, a track which was just an underground tune called Gabrielle, which became one of the key tunes to producers in the UK. Coming up with their version of house music, their garage sound. Producers like Noodles and Groove Chronicles and LB. And clubs like Ford that came later. There's so many different variations on the house music and the techno, and one of the people who very much championed the sound, I managed to catch up with him a few days ago. His name is Laurent Garnier. In Tune. And the man who started off pretty much at the Hacienda led to his great residency at Rex Club in Paris, precursor to all that French touch stuff, and somebody who took the music from Detroit and Chicago and New York, took it to a new audience. And we're going to find out what his take on the 90s was after the news.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Archie Battersby's mother has confirmed that her 12-year-old son has died after his life support was withdrawn this morning. The High Court had ruled that Archie could not be transferred to a hospice, and the Royal London Hospital was given permission to end his treatment. Doctors had told the family that Archie was highly likely to be brainstem dead. His mother, Holly Dance, spoke outside hospital.
Can I just say, I'm the proudest mum in the world. Such a beautiful little boy. And he fought right until the very end. And I'm so proud to be his mum.
The frontrunner to become the next Conservative leader, Liz Truss, has insisted that tax cuts are the best way to support struggling families rather than what she called handouts to help with energy bills. Her rival, Rishi Sunak, maintains that tackling inflation must be the priority, or he warned the Tory party could kiss goodbye to winning the next general election. Six people have been arrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a 58-year-old man at a holiday park in East Sussex. Emergency services attended the park in Camber Sands in response to reports of a fight involving a group of people. Residents of Gaza City say another five residential blocks have been hit or destroyed on a second day of Israeli strikes. 15 Palestinians have died. Israel says the bombardments aim to eliminate threats from militants from the Islamic Jihad group. Bazem Naim from the militant group Hamas says Palestinians are within their right to fight back.
This is a clear, unprovoked aggression against our people. Therefore, we have, as Palestinians, occupied people, we have the right to defend ourselves and to respond to this aggression.
12 people have died in northern Croatia after a Polish coach veered off the road and rolled into a ditch. 33 people have been injured. The passengers were on their way to a Roman Catholic pilgrimage site. Security issues affecting the NHS 111 helpline may not be fully resolved until next week. The company which provides the software for the service Advanced has confirmed that the problems are related to a cyber attack. Rob Pritchard is a cybersecurity expert.
A nasty twist in the tail of some modern ransomware attacks is that they do steal data and threaten to leak it. Now, the National Crime Agency and the National Cybersecurity Centre are both aware of this incident, that any loss of personal data will be a notifiable incident anyway. So the fact that nobody said that's the case, I suspect it means that it was probably unlikely, I would hope, that personal data is impacted.
And Brighton Pride is back on the streets after being cancelled for the past 2 years because of COVID. Christina Aguilera is headlining a concert this evening. Paloma Faith is the headline act tomorrow. Six Music News, your next update is 4:30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
All day, great day.
So, this weekend I was with Carl Cox celebrating. I was playing records at his 60th birthday party with Norman Jay, and of course you were with him just a few days previously. In a way, it'd be quite nice to sort of ask you, when you first met Carl, was it something that happened in the 90s? Were you aware of him in the 80s? Did you? Because I remember playing with you and Carl at the Rex Club, so it'd be nice to just find out a little bit about how you met him. And, you know, where you were both at in those, in the early 90s before you made your first release.
When I met Carl, he already had a huge name. But I mean, Carl had a huge name very quickly at the early start of rave culture. At the beginning, he was well known for playing breakbeats and stuff like that. And I think he moved on into techno quite quickly after that. But I remember very clearly when I met Carl, it was in New York. There was like some kind of a musical conference in New York, and we were starting to release music from France with the idea of trying to sell French music first outside of France and then again in France, because France has never been a country where it supports itself, you know. So we believed that if we had a couple of hits outside of France, it, like a boomerang, it would have come back to the French audience and they would take a little bit more care about what we did. Anyway, we just put out two or three records on Fnac, and we went for like 2 years or 3 years in a row to the conference in New York trying to, you know, sell our music or at least promote our music. I remember that there's been a very noisy panel about Detroit music where it ended up quite messy, where the Detroit guys got a bit annoyed. There was an audience of people not really understanding what the Detroit guys were saying. And at the end of this, I walked out of that panel and I saw Carl. And I immediately, he saw me and we looked at each other and I went, I need to talk to you, man. And he said, I need to talk to you. And we spoke then and we clicked straight away. And Carl became straight away a very important person who I did a lot of things with. I mean, I toured a lot with Carl. There was a time in the 90s where Carl, Richie, Jeff, Josh Wink, and a couple of other guys, we were all the time touring together and doing all the raves in France. But Carl was the first one that I got very close to, and we invited him to the Rex Club straight away. He very quickly asked me to become a DJ on his, because he had like a DJ agency at one point, and I became one of the DJs he was representing. So very quickly we worked a lot together and we spent a lot of time together.
And was there a record of yours that he played more than you did? Which was his, his favorite record of Laurent Garnier?
On the old one, I guess he must have played Wake Up quite a lot. I think Wake Up, knowing what Carl likes, I think Wake Up must have been perhaps the first track of mine that he kind of, you know, looked up on. I think so.
Wake Up. Oh,
To the 90s, you as a club DJ, what do you remember the shift being and the growth being? Did it start off quite small, or was it already quite big as the early 90s were kicking off after rave and all that
stuff? Well, you have to understand, France is extremely different. The story of techno in France is extremely different than the story of techno or house in England. In England, this music comes in 87, and within 6 month time, it's kind of, there's like a tsunami in England where suddenly everybody wants to listen to this new music, and it attracts thousands and thousands of kids to a point where they start raves, because you know, you have licensing laws that closes club quite early. London was 4 o'clock, Manchester was 2 o'clock, and kids wanted to go on, you know, past that time. So rave starts straight away in England, where in France we are still listening to rock and roll. The house and techno scene in France started in clubs, in gay clubs, and then from that point, a couple of guys travel to England, sees what's happening in England. They start raves in very small places for like, you know, 200, 500, 800 people. They don't go much more than 1,000. And it takes 2 or 3 years to slowly build up. From 1989, I moved back to France for good. I start playing this music in a very small gay club in Paris. There's a couple of gay clubs playing that music. There's one club where David Guetta is playing house, and then there's another club where another DJ is playing house, and that's about it. That's all what's happening for house music at the beginning in France. And then slowly it picks up, but it takes a long time. And I understand very quickly that the only way to be able to make the scene stronger and build something was to have a residency. And this is when I approached the Rex Club and I start my residency every Thursday night for like 15 years. I think I started my residency in 91 or 92. Knowing that I was doing like Thursday night at the Rex Club, Friday night I was going to another club in Dijon called L'Enfer. And I really believe that being stable in a place, it would be the right way to start building a scene somehow. And I think that kind of succeeded.
And so in 93, you release Wake Up and Acid Eiffel. And that was already something that you weren't expecting to do early in your days? Or had you always thought you were going to make music and produce?
The very first record I make is with a guy called Ian Bland. And I meet Ian, and he's a lovely guy. And we become friends very quickly. We go to a rave together, and then I go and sleep in his house, and he's got like a tiny little studio. And, you know, it's my first time in a studio, and he's got like a sampler, and then he's got a drum machine. And I look at the machines going, what does that do? And what does that do? And it kind of switch on the machines, and we make a track together. And the day after, I bring a tape in a record shop in Manchester, in a record shop called Eastern Block. And they listen to the tape, and they go, yeah, we're going to sign this. And that's my very first signature as a, I can't even call myself a musician, but as someone who's like tweaking knobs and making a little bit of music. And we did the track together with Ian, and that came out under the name of French Connection. That's my very, very first release. But then by then, I had met Eric Morand, who had the idea of opening a label, which became Fnac. And Eric got paid for me and Ian to go in a studio and make the second EP, and we released it on Fnac. So that was my very first release on Fnac. That was a record I did with Dream Frequency.
Listening to Laurent Garnier 90s special here on 6 Music, listening to some of your earliest productions as the French Connection. And how does it sound now when you listen back to these tracks?
Very, very English in a way, with a little bit of breakbeats and stuff. The funny thing about then was you were making a track and then you were just bringing a tape and you could sign it the day after, and there was no managers, there was none of this crazy long talks that can happen nowadays with a lot of several different people who gets involved. You know, back then you were making a track, you were signing it on the counter of a record shop, and of course you were never seeing your money, but it was kind of a very naive time.
It's great to hear it again. You know, one of the things I was going to say to you as well, when you're making your music, and this is a beginning of sort of just playing, as you said, just fiddling with knobs and stuff and just getting sound to come out, and somehow something original comes and becomes part of your legacy. Now, when you were there as a DJ, you're making that on one hand, but on the other hand, you're still buying records from all over the place. I assume a lot of stuff from America, from Detroit, from Chicago, maybe some stuff from Germany, maybe, I'm not sure.
I was completely obsessed with Chicago, New York, Detroit. But when I was making music, my mind was always thinking about either Armando from Chicago or Derek from Detroit. Derek was the musician that touched me the most, you know, music-wise. I mean, I thought his music was deeper. It was more elegant. It had very strong nostalgia, sadness. But then again, the percussions, the drumming, everything was like so fresh and so forward-thinking. I love that. And then on the other side, Armando was much more straight, you know, but it was really raw music, and I thought Armando was one of the funkiest guys.
Amazing. And so if we were to play a track from each of them, I mean, are we talking about Strings of Life, or are we talking about something else?
Well, let's play something else, because everybody... I actually gave you a track called Funtopia, which is made by Derek, but it's not under his name, and a lot of people... There's not that many people who know that track, and the track is called Do You Wanna Know? That was made in the mid-90s, and this track became a huge hit at the Rex Club. And it's one track I still love playing, and there's a lot of people, you know, when I play it, people don't really know where it's from or who made it, but it's like one of my little, how can I say?
Secret weapons.
Yeah, I mean, it's not such a weapon. It's just it's one of them. When I play it, it reminds me a huge era, you know, a time where things were different. It's one of the records that brings a lot of images to me.
Obviously, you were spending a lot of time in France, but you're obviously also an absolute hero, certainly in the UK and in other parts of the world, and you were finding time to make music. So where was your head at in the mid-90s, towards the latter part, around your first couple of albums?
I mean, I feel very privileged. I've dreamed all my life to become a DJ since I'm very young, since I'm a very young kid. I just wanted to make people dance. And 20 years after that, first I become a DJ and I live from it, and I can even travel to amazing countries. And you discover all these different countries, which is Japan and Germany, and then you go to America, and I get to meet all my idols from Detroit, and then I get to like travel everywhere in Detroit, and I go to South America, and then I do, you know, Eastern Europe, and then more and more countries are kind of opening up. And I feel for 10 years I've been traveling to a lot of places, and with Eric we used to say, this weekend I'm going to, je vais planter un drapeau. How do you say that in English?
Gonna plant a flag.
Yeah, you know, and we had a map, a world map in the office, and every time I was going into a new place, we were putting like a small flag on the map. And the idea was Eric was in the office all the time, and then I was actually traveling everywhere, planting flags, and then people would call the office on Monday. It was an amazing time. And coming back to your question with albums, as a record label, we thought we were going to start to be taken a bit more seriously by the music business in France and by the radio station only if we could start producing albums. So this is why the very first album we did on Fnac was my album, and this is why the album was called Shot in the Dark, because we didn't have the slightest clue how a techno album would be perceived in France, how the crowd was, you know, would, is the crowd gonna be into it, or are they gonna buy it, or is the press gonna dig it? And we didn't know what was gonna happen. So this is only why the record is called Shot in the Dark.
Laurent, I wanted to ask you another thing, because we're doing 90s generally here, and I know that you're very diverse in your music tastes, and in the 90s, hip-hop was quite a strong movement in its own right, of course. Some call it the golden age. Did you have any hip-hop, or would you play any hip-hop?
I was playing hip-hop before that, because when I started DJing at the Hacienda in 87, we were playing, half of the night, we were playing hip-hop. EPMD and Run DMC, LL Cool J, Public Enemy, Bismarcky, and you know all this stuff. We were playing all this music, and I've been following hip hop as well as rock and roll. I'm like you, Giles. I love music, and for me, as much as I'm known as a techno and house DJ, I like Once in a While, and you know that, you know that very well, because I came to your festival to play different things a month ago. But you know, I like playing African music, I like playing hip hop, I like playing Brazilian music or jazz. I'm interested in everything.
Is there a hip hop track from the 90s that you would like me to play? Maybe something French?
I mean, the three big, big, big ones are I Am, NTM, and of course MC Solar.
You know what? I think I feel like hearing a little bit of Claude, a little bit of MC Solar. Which song? I've got the album. I'm giving it to you. You're about to, you're finishing off your set, and you're going to play a song by MC Solar. I've given you his debut album. Which track are you pulling out?
Well, is it the one with Bouche d'Ola?
Yeah.
Wow. I know it's very classic, but first of all, great sample, beautiful sample, and Bouche d'Ola in France was such a huge hit. It was amazing. So you know, for an English radio station, I think it's good to play that. Hi, this is Laurent Garnier, and I'm hanging with Giles Peterson to talk about the 90s on 6 Music. So stay tuned. So stay tuned. Bouche de là. Bouche de là. Bouche de là. Bouche de là.
T'as commencé là-bas dans la ville qu'on appelle Maison Alfort. Quand je vois une Fatma chelou qui fait vibrer son corps, elle me dit
MC Solar, viens là que je te donne du réconfort.
J'ai dit non merci, c'est très gentil, mais je ne mange pas de porc. Elle m'a fait bouge de là. Bouge de là. Bouge de là. Bouge de là. Mon trajet, j'arrive vers la gare de Lyon. Quand je vois un gars qui se dit vraiment très fort comme un lion, il me dit Claude MC, est-ce que tu veux qu'on se boxe? Ces hématomes étaient plus gros que les seins de Samantha Fox. Il m'a fait bouge de là.
Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge, bouge de là.
Ma voisine de palier, elle s'appelle Cassandre. Elle a un petit chien qu'elle appelle Alexandre. Elle me dit
Claude MC, est-ce que tu peux descendre?
J'ai pris mon magnum, j'ai du mal comprendre. Elle m'a fait bouge de là.
Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là.
Directement, je suis allé chez Lucie, qui aime les chiens, les chats et 30 millions d'amis. Elle me dit
t'aimes les animaux, toi mon super MC.
J'ai dit oui, j'adore, avec du sel et bien cuit. Elle m'a fait bouge de là.
Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là.
Plus tard, dans le métro, y'a un char clos qui traîne. Il me raconte toute sa vie, il me dit qu'il vient de Rennes. Ensuite, il me dit qu'il pue, qu'il faudrait qu'il se baigne. Je lui dis jette-toi dans les coups, t'arrives direct dans la scène. Il m'a fait bouge de là.
Bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là.
Continue mon trajet, j'arrive sur le boulevard Barbès. Quand je vois un de mes amis qui venait de Marrakech, il me dit Arwa, Arwa, je t'achète tes rap en dinars. J'ai dit non, je veux des dollars car on m'appelle Solar. Il m'a fait bouge de là.
Bouge de là. Bouge, bouge de là.
Claude MC Solar.
Bouge de là.
Alors j'ai bougé. J'ai dû m'en aller.
I forgot about that Simon D sample.
Bifurqué.
Merci Laurent.
J'ai dû m'enfuir.
Check out the documentary. Honestly, his documentary just out off the record is, I think it's the best documentary I've ever seen around the world of being a DJ. The Life of Laurent Garnier on documentary out. It came out on July the 15th in the UK and Ireland. It's been out for a little while longer in Europe. It's available to purchase or stream via Dock and Roll. Thank you, Laurent. Amazing, amazing stuff. And always great to hear your take on it all. So we're doing 90s all day rave here on 6 Music.
No, no, no.
90s music from France. This one was big, very big, down at Bar Umber. It was the residency that I did with James Lavelle, DJ Brownswood, Ben Wilcox. On a Monday night, we got to the point when clubbing at the weekend wasn't, it was just not right. You had to do it on a Monday to get the real music people to come out. And that was a club that actually went on for 13 years. Started in 93, and this was a big record, and we were very lucky at that time with James Lavelle and myself. He was running Mo Wax, I was running Talking Loud, he was bringing the dub plates from DJ Shadow and DJ Crush and Peche. We had the Roots just coming through with their music. Trip Hop was just blowing up with Portishead, the Children of Massive Attack. Very exciting time, and you had to bring the dub plate. It's pre-digital, and actually to celebrate the fact that we're doing 90s, I am playing Strictly Vinyl here today. As you can hear on this one, I don't know if you saw her at Glastonbury, but one of the highlights, Rasheen Murphy and her very first group. 90s classic, this is Moloco.
Came from the sea. Why, if my lover made me feel free? Why, if my intake caused revelation? Why, if the point was reincarnation? Why, if my shoes don't match my dick? If it's not working, oh, I don't just make it. Why, if your mama said you were bad? If you are lost, find where you're at. What is a number without any time? You can't get higher with nothing to climb. Why have a body if you ain't got a lie? Why is a searcher with nothing to find? Why is the traffic refusing to stop? Why climb a ladder if you can't reach the top? What if and why? Where is the what if and why? Why do you dream of when you sleep at night? Say how the blind man fills up with light. What is the bird but nowhere to fly? How can you leave and not say goodbye? What is a hunter with nothing to find? What is the goodness without thing of time? When did the outfit fall out of fashion? When did the lover run out of passion? My reincarnation time, a phony creation rhyme, with no destination mine.
my information's fine.
This at peak time. This is not a warm-up track. And what a combination. Omar, Misha, Paris. I should have known better. Right at the beginning, 1990. I'm getting quite a lot of people coming up with different clubs that they remember from the 90s. Kerry says Sequins in Blackpool, Bowlers in Manchester, of course the Hacienda, and Shelley's in Stoke. A lot of people talking about Shelley's. That was a classic. Jim reminds us of Tonka at the Zap Club, 90s Brighton. That was Harvey on a Monthly Monday. Quite a lot of people talking about different variations of club culture in Scotland, the Sub Club, of course. And the Reading Rooms in Dundee, I used to love going there. And the Blue Angel in Edinburgh. Thekla Steel. That goes all the way back to probably the 70s, actually. And also, quite a lot of people remembering Plastic People when it used to be on Oxford Street before it went over to Curtin Road. In fact, it was DJ Harry from the Sub Club who used to go and play at Plastic People. He was their Saturday resident down there. So if you want to just give us one of your favourite clubs from that time that you remember, send us a voice note. You can get to us 03700 100 600. It'd be nice to get a few voices on the air today. So this was 1990. Misha Paris kind of making that connection between street soul and Brit funk and acid jazz, all of that stuff. Very much happening, if not in the main room, it was always in the back room. Now, 10 years later, another down-tempo track arrived from the UK. It sort of appeared sometime at the end of 1999. and this one absolutely blew it all up. It changed the game, and this one hit big in the States as well. Remember SpaceX? Dilla was involved a little bit later on. Steve SpaceX, this is Eve.
Thank you.
I just want to play a little bit of something from Japan, because there was lots going on in the decade of the 90s, particularly based around a record label called Major Force. Nakanishi Toshio, Kudo, and Takagi Kan. Major Force Productions. This is the Essential Dub. And a little UK piece that I really wanted to slip in from the 90s of the jazz side. Soul Jazz Records releasing Chris Bowden's Time Capsule album. Of course, a touch of Erykah Badu that just popped up at the perfect time. But as Laurent was saying, there was so many variations of house music going on. And this group, based in East Anglia, by the name of Plaid. Associations of Black Dog, the Breakbeat, and the Latin Sample. Scoobs in Colombia. realising I haven't got any masters at work in the show today. I mean, the 90s for M.A.W., Kenny Dope, Louis Vega, and everything around that, Todd Terry, was such a special time. But we play them a lot anyway, and there were so many tracks all around that movement. It's just such a big tune from Kashmir and Dejé. Okay, we're going to find out a little bit about the sort of UK hip-hop scene and the golden age, as they call it, the 90s, golden era of hip-hop music. And that's going to be coming up in the next hour. We're going to be chatting to Dobie. Dobie, UK alternative hip-hop musician, producer and photographer of note. And kind of the only person who really made that connection between Bristol, London, and whether it was the sound systems of Soul to Soul or Wild Bunch, or whether it was the early days of UK hip-hop, London Posse, How's Life in London, all that. So I thought it'd be really good to speak to him and get his take. He also made some really great music with Howie B, with Pussyfoot Records, some brilliant remixes as well. He did great stuff with Björk. So we're going to be hearing... In fact, let's do it now. Not quite now. We're going to hear the news and then we'll be hearing from Dobie.
Six Music. BBC Radio. Six Music.
BBC News at 4:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Archie Battersby, the 12-year-old boy at the centre of a lengthy legal battle, has died after his life support was withdrawn. He'd been in a coma since being found unconscious at his home in Essex 4 months ago. Doctors believe he was brainstem dead. Laura Trant reports.
Speaking outside the Royal London Hospital, Archie's mother, Holly Dance, said her son had died just over 2 hours after life support was switched off this morning. She said he'd fought to the end and she was proud of him. Archie's parents fought to extend his treatment, but the courts agreed with the doctors that it would not be in his best interests. In a statement, the hospital said that its staff had provided high-quality care with extraordinary compassion over several months in often trying circumstances.
The Conservative leadership frontrunner Liz Truss has insisted that tax cuts are the best way to support struggling families rather than what she called handouts to help with energy bills. On a visit to Birmingham, the Foreign Secretary was asked if she'd be prepared to offer any direct financial assistance this winter.
What I will do from day one is reduce taxes. So reverse the national insurance rise and also have a temporary moratorium on the green energy levy so people are spending less of their money on fuel bills. But what I'm about, as a Conservative, is people keeping more of their own money.
Her rival, the former Chancellor Rishi Sunak, is warning against cutting taxes too soon, arguing that tackling inflation must be the priority. Another 288 people in 5 migrant boats reached the UK yesterday. One person's believed to have crossed the Channel in a kayak. More than 1,800 people have arrived in the past week alone. Israeli planes have struck Palestinian militant targets in Gaza for a second day. Residents say another 5 residential blocks have been hit or destroyed. The Gaza Health Ministry says 14 Palestinians have died so far. Militants have fired 200 more rockets into Israel, but most have been intercepted. Six Music Sport. In the Premier League, newly promoted Fulham have drawn their opening game against last season's runners-up Liverpool. The game ended 2-2 at Craven Cottage after the home side had twice gone ahead. Liverpool's Andy Robertson was disappointed.
We didn't play anywhere near good enough. Probably the only positive for us today is the result, and that's saying something, you know. Coming behind twice shows good character. Maybe could have pushed on to win it last 10 minutes, but yeah, credit to Fulham. They played well. I think they'll play better this season. I think they're a good team.
And at the Commonwealth Games, Australia have beaten England in the netball semi-finals. England are the reigning champions. And in the athletics, Nick Billett-Miller won gold for England in the hammer. He secured victory with a throw of 76.343 metres. Six Music News, your next update is 5:30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC World Service presents...
This is London.
One
suggest, lad.
Yeah.
Wanna big it up on New York?
Sure, bloody, cause it's like them and us, they're rough, they're in England.
Yeah, joke, after you play back, London.
Really, just tell them a little something.
What you tell them?
I tell them about the Slimmies.
What Slimmies?
The ones in Electrics and I see them, yeah. Cause when I see them, I did a rap.
What? You mean you didn't store?
You know that? I did dip, but weren't about to dive, sure I'm pro black.
I believe ya. Now watch the heat, we bring fever.
Remember Appetite?
I used to mack and stalk people with the backing. And more fucked than the magic dragon.
Why the spliff look like?
Because we put the whole bag in.
I remember there was a slag in my old days of blagging. Enough man to get, but we don't ban a check.
So we skip, find some honey dips and we rock for the night spots. Cause that shit jumping 86, 85, 84 or whenever.
I remember Mandy, she used to like leather.
The freak, the beat, freak.
Long before acid, when I used to ride a scooter with a Honda bike, man.
Now when we go to Tokyo to go,
I was laughing at it.
Hi, my name is Dobie. I'm a producer, remixer, beat maker, you know, music head. Some of the people I've worked with over the years and remixed are Soul to Soul, Tricky, Howie B. You know, the list goes on, it's long. I've even forgotten some of the stuff I've done, you know, but I do have a shoebox full of dats. My life in music really started in the 80s. Via hip-hop, the genesis for me in music was hip-hop. You know, I was into the DJing side of things. You know, I was hearing those records and like, how did they do that? What are those sounds? I want to do that. And I had friends who were MCs and, you know, they were starting to do their first early recordings and stuff like that. And they would, you know, they'd ask me to come to the studio and like, hey, can you help us? Can you do some scratching on our record? Can you make us a beat? Because I was like tinkering with drum machines and things like that, you know, working that whole thing out and getting my head around it. And it's in the 90s, everything just kind of stepped up a gear. I've known the Massive Attack guys since the 80s. But back then they weren't called Massive Attack. They were called Wild Bunch. But I ended up working on the remix of Unfinished Symphony with Nelly Hooper. Nelly was a founding member of Wild Bunch / Massive Attack in the 80s. He's from that crew. You know, me and Nelly were still talking and stuff like that, and he goes, hey, I'm remixing Unfinished Symphony for Massive. Yo, I need you, come in. Went down to the studio and, you know, worked on that remix. Laid some drums and stuff like that, and yeah, that's how that came together. Soul to Soul had its kind of like clubhouse, you could call it, in Camden Town, off Camden High Street, behind the back of an old snooker hall. And it's where we kind of like kept the sound system, you know, when it wasn't being used, and it's also the hangout for the guys. I was the guy that would show up with a drum machine under my arm, and they'd be like, what's that? And I'm like, it's a drum machine. And like, we'd set up a couple of speakers and plug it into the set. Around the same time, Nelly Hooper and DJ Milo, who goes by the name of DJ Nature now, had moved to London, and they were living around the corner from Soul to Soul on Delancey Street. Now, they'd come and play at Africa Centre, and then we'd do a road trip down to Bristol and play at some jam they were doing and stuff like that. And Jazzy came to me and he goes, hey, you know, me and Nelly are doing this thing, you know, going into the studio, and I'd like you to be involved with it. So I went, okay, let's go. And you know, it kind of went from there. Okay, I'm going to pick a track from the second album. It's a track called Courtney Blows, featuring saxophonist Courtney Pine. It was always a favourite of mine. Enjoy. This is Dobie, and you're listening to the 90s special on BBC 6 Music. All day rave.
All day rave. All day rave.
Yes, Charles, Bobby from First Word, loving the 90s selection this afternoon. Probably my favourite era. Too many memories, college years for me, the golden era for hip hop, and birth of so many scenes first half of the decade, especially New Jack Swing, Garage, Jungle, Shouts of Marvelous Kane, Acid Jazz of course, Raving to Techno, Club UK, record shopping around Soho at the weekends, the Golden Mile as it used to be. Man, it was such a time, and that ethic of sound systems feeling no way about dipping into multiple styles, that fully moulded me really. So yeah, big 90s fan. Shout out to the Zennials.
Hey Giles, it's Joe here, reminiscing about club night in Perth in Scotland that alternated between the crack and the jolt in a funny little place by the bridge in Perth, people remember. And as us 16-year-olds, we'd go in there and we were mesmerised. Couldn't see across the room, it was dark, it was sweaty, it was grimy, it was amazing, and the music was like we'd never heard before, and fell in love with club dance music from that point, thanks to the crack and the jolt. I think it's a tea room now. Anyway, lots of love from Joe.
The mighty London Posse. And I'm a London Posse fan. How I got to work with them was me and Howie B, you know, broke away from the Soul to Soul thing. We was off doing our own thing. We had our own thing going on called Nomad Soul. We was going under. And we had a little situation with Island Records. And London Posse was signed to a label called Mango, which was under Island Records. And they came to me and Howie to do a remix of a London Posse track called Jump Around. Now, Howie didn't know who London Posse was, but when they came to us with that remix, I went, what, London Posse? I was like, yeah, we're doing that, Howie. We're doing that remix. The guys came to the studio when we were remixing it, and they said, oh, can we revoice the track? I went, yeah, no problem. Go ahead, man. You know, and the relationship built from there. Yeah, that's how it really came together. From that remix of Jump Around was where we first kind of sat in a room together and kind of actually spoke and got to know each other, yeah? Before, me and Howie had been doing the Nomad Soul thing, and then there was a parting of the ways between me and Howie, and we didn't see each other for a few years, you know. And then I bumped into Howie somewhere, I think it was at a record company or something like that, and like we hadn't seen each other for a little while, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm all right, man, I'm just like getting on with it, how are you? And he goes, yeah, I'm cool. He goes, I've started this label called Pussyfoot, I want you to come and do an album for us. And I was like, yeah, all right then, let's do it. You know, it was simple as that. So, you know, we hooked up a little situation, did a little deal, and I went on to make my first solo album called The Sound of One Hand Clapping. You know, generally my career in music has always been like production of remixing. I'm a bit of a backroom boy, like the person you never see, but I'm kind of involved in all these projects that, you know, over the years and stuff like that. You know, it's more facilitating when you're a producer and you're a remixer. It's not really about you. You're helping an artist bring their dream together. You're helping someone else make their record, but it's not really about you. You know, you're kind of facilitating more. Me doing the album on Pussyfoot was, you know, time for me to come and do the Dobie thing, you know, whatever that is. Okay, pick one of my own tracks for you to play, Giles. I'm going to pick something from the first album. The track I'm going to go with is a track called Radox, featuring an MC named 99. Enjoy.
Street faces with traces of poise. I'm in your sight. My war paint looks froze. Rose colored shades. They look so cranny, filled with butter. Utter kind words that flutter with narrows. Color yellow scared. So I dare beyond one step. Take two reps and deck no baby steps. It's my side I'm seeing. Only I can free them. There's no distrust. It's only what you believe in. Love for the cause. I'm down the floor. We can last long, less time to be bored. If I was to smile, how would you respond? What would you say from one to all? Who knows the name, but not the face? Who knows the time, but not the place? More time for me, more days to dream, more arms to fold. Who knows the name?
Tempted, then smells them out. He owns the cave, then rents it out. If it's a prize bout, then I contend it. I use the smile as pain reliever. Don't kiss the girl to teach your plan. Mislead its speeds and take us softly by the hand. When bad luck hits, don't rub no beads. Don't sign me up with my cup if I'm in need.
Who knows the name, but not the face? Who knows the time?
Make all landlords
let the sand in them. Whatever your circumference, epicenters are up. It's coming round, you know, don't finally touch. Your clock's on deck when the lawn's past sun to set. Who got the pause to flex? Involve the next, not now. Pass simple phrases saying how. News repellent till the end, can't content it then. My hurts begin, hold out till the end. Join the rest of the flies, wall side, and get the mad ride a good time. These be the days of our lives. It takes too much time to take a side. Don't force it now. Who knows the name, but not the face? Who knows the time, but not the place? More time for me, more days.
So good. The sound of Dobie, the sound of the 90s. From the early days with Massive Attack and Soul to Soul, the production of How's Life in London for the London Posse, onto his own productions, his own recordings. A pioneer from the UK, one of those quiet mystery names. Thank you, Dobie. And another mystery name. Many different names. One of them, Dr. Octagon, aka Cool Keith. A precursor to the Doom. Original Ultramagnetic MC. 90s classic. Earth People.
First patient, pull out the skull, remove the cancer. Breaking his back, chisel necks for the answer. Supersonic, bionic, robot, voodoo power, equator X, my chance to flex skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge, antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More ways to blow blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodoo pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver, warhead looking mean. Astronauts get played, tough like the ukulele. As I move in rockets, overriding levels. Nothing's aware, same data, same system.
Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light.
Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter.
Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light.
Now my helmet's on. You can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet. Coming down a rampart through beam on the street. Obsolete computes, compounds, and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent economic vomit, I save, restore food. And capsule D, my program is ability. Far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible. Make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Space
Ranger. Contact 2, send in FedEx. I program 1 and go to Earth through the fax machine. My number 709-755-6EL3. Computer file 93. Digital level, standing on the terminal. Upside down through polygons, fighting pentagons. Changing blue skin, my brown color's coming back. I'm psychedelic this time, coming rainbow. Look at the green lights and y'all see my brain glow. 5 colors, yellow, black and red and green, purple. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. I will create more and delete the computer chips for the fossils that we reach, keep progressing in the far world of the forces of evil. There is nothing, not even cars, as evil. Space is my planet. I live there. Yes, you say worldwide, cool Keith, as I come to return. Check it out. I banks on it, you got no style to kill with double lyrics. Summertime coming with the ice cream. You scream, we all scream. The kids want the ice cream. This ain't no Sprite commercial. Lyrics are down to hurt you. Stutter step, your feet twist. Brother slide and piss back any man up my style computer though. People don't know the industry is slipping blow. You got your style from Kmart, your booty pop tart. Jimi Hendrix is here, you do the way the rock start. Save yourself some tissue, spare tampon. People getting told off, your mother's getting stepped on. Wiping butts and nuts, the style of diarrhea. I see whack MCs on color magazines, eyeliner kid, suckers wearing makeup. I see whack MCs on color magazines, eyeliner kid, suckers wearing makeup. I see whack MCs on color magazines, eyeliner kid, suckers wearing makeup. Put your hard hats on, prepare skulls for the earthquake. Double elastic, cootie cat, fishy plastic. Mess around with me, I'ma serve a cup of pee. Bonnie Favre's here, don't play me like a fan B. What's the matter, black, with nails in that honey crack? Signing autographs for people, your record still whack. I'm Jack Elaine, insane, you better come see me. I bring steam to beam when you try to be me. Who's the fans? They eating out the garbage cans. Mixed up, persuaded, holding doodoo in their hands. Back up now, Houston Rockets, they swipe Orlando. Atlantic City, toy pimp, you're whipping, you don't gamble. Watch my name in neon lights. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Watch your backpack, kid, no time to rhyme and freestyle. I cut your rick up in half and two suckers will laugh at you. I come to parties in PP, let your girls see me. Damage hemorrhoids and hymns on your corduroys. Wreck your whole staff, people cool, small people. Breaking your status down like bills in Hotel Rico. Don't try to call me downstairs to sing your towels up. Suckers get chewed like phenomenon, break your bowels up. Change your face with makeup before I wake up. You get destroyed and played like a water boy. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. Whack MCs in all color magazines. Eyeliner kid, I see suckers wearing makeup. That's right, 1998. Get it straight.
All day, all day, all day. All day, all day, all day. All day, all day, all day.
I was drawn by the spirit of a gathering. I come to join your song. I am the distant traveler, come from a faraway star. I was drawn by the spirit of the gathering. I've come to join your song.
In astrological involvement, linguistic, ventriloquist whispers, hypnotic suggestions for apocalyptic fellowship, cosmic duration. Rhythmic pulsation, punctuals of emptiness, shift the valve from between the void and the galactic communication. Implanted by enchanted transcripts engraved in Sanskrit, interpreted by crystal translators, organic robotoid projects synthetic apparitions, my parallel alien life forms. I swarm through the storm with the crown of thorns as my uniform. My staff transforms into a unicorn in search of the promised land, guided by the pineal gland. Brotherhood of darkness, order of the Sufi, understudy of Tehuti. I built the Sphinx, the reincarnation of Ramses, angelic protector of the holy relics. Born in the subterranean level of the pyramid, my eyelid resembles Osiris, bearer of the scepter. My mind is a replica of Mecca, Egyptian philosopher, astrologer, converses with the alchemist. Archangels walk from the seventh plane.
I am the distant traveler, come from a faraway star. I was drawn by the spirit of the gathering. I've come to join your song. I am the distant traveler, come from a faraway star. I was drawn by the spirit of the gathering. I've come to join your song.
The voice of the two-edged sword, lord of the underworld. I escaped Shambhala to Fala, the scholars to the Kaaba, where I transmutate my physical state into the form of chupacabras. Stand on my altar, in which I offer to the flying saucers, who resemble humanoid vultures, spinning sulfur at the evil, who rest in a cathedral of the scarab beetle, awakened by the mystic chants of the tabos, mutilating cattle upon the crop circles as the earth goes to planetary alignment. My assignment, elevate from the confinement of the material plane sustained by Omicron. My voice responds to the bomb that transforms into a pit of cobras hovering over the polar ice caps, guided by the light of the Remordians. My sham scans the land through biological holograms, monitoring the Luciferian conspiracy, overthrown by the army of the Pharisees. I resurrect as Haile Selassie. See, copy the ways of Marcus Garvey, but inherit the soul of Bob Marley and the Wailers, sailors of the heavens, in tune to Ilium. My birthplace is the base on Mars. My face was carved in the mountains of Cydonia. The planet shifts to eclipse the inner sun. Communication through telepathic influence commenced to reassert the Barathari clan, walking the burning sands of Sudan, accompanied by a clan of Etherians who seek for the Sumerian tablets. Psychological magician, apparition of the Tibetan manuscripts. My tongue splits to fit each hemisphere. Metaphysical shapeshifter who dripped up pillars from the village of overstanding. Strip search you of your belief system. Reverse my habitat. I build an altar in the form of an igloo in the midst of the Sahara. Deceptive barra. Invading terror like the era of the Andromedans. Walk from the seventh plane.
I was drawn by the spirit of the gathering. I've come to join your song. I am the distant traveler. Come from a faraway star. I was born by the spirit of the gathering.
I've come to your song. I am the distant traveler. BBC Radio 6 Music. Orchestral. Raw. Cool Keith. Dr. Octagon.
Check this here, we got the neck breaking, club shaking beat for this year. Yeah, so keep the steelo and the flow. I got your head nodding cause your neck already knows. So pass the mic and watch skills rip class. And looking back up in parties catching whiplash. Slash, the whack, trying to bite my style. Take your ass to the old school departure, pick up eyebrows. I'm coming through, Duke is about to get set. So act like woo, protect that neck, eject, boom. I'm still tending to the song, I be blowing up spots like I was sending out mail bombs. Stay home and keep nodding, see, I'm like a black president. Why? Dancing and seeing me. Has-beens, we bump like bad skin, some faces. After this joint, yo, we passing out some neck.
I got your head nodding, cause your neck knows it's back. Check it out like this, and then like that. I got your head nodding, cause your neck knows it's back. Check it out like this, and then like that. I got your head nodding.
respect. Check it out like this and then like that. I got your head nodding cause you just no respect. Check it out like this.
Man skills. A Timbaland production. All day 90s. All day rave, six music. Missy.
To the MI, brr, cat like a semi. Get stole my car, won't you get mine? Get your black eye. Oh, say bye bye. I'ma get your body to the sky. Run through your clip. And you piss, don't trip. I'ma have to brush you in your lips. And the whips, better have a whole lot of chips. Cause I ain't for no getting giving tips.
She's the one.
When you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's the one.
I got more cheese, so back on up while I roll up my sleeve.
She's a one.
Can't see me, Joe. Get on down while I shoot my flow.
She's a one.
When I do my thing, got the place on fire, burning down the flame. Roll up in my car, don't stop, won't stop. I'ma keep it rocking to the clock, don't top. I'ma keep it hot, let my tank on fire. I'ma grab a Philly, go and roll it at the bar. What you talk, what you say, huh? Gotta flow, gotta move it slow, huh? Better you running out the dough, huh? You gon' be a long lost soul, what you say? Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. Put me on stage, watching music spill me. Put my dish on wax, watch it blaze like me. Go yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yi-yay. 55, 65, height. 75, 85, touch the mic. 95, miss it wild for the night. 105, I'ma keep the crowd hype.
She's the one.
When they say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
She's the one.
See, I got more cheese. Back on up, while I roll up my sleeve.
She's the one.
What you know about Timothy? Let me know. Eat an MC like C's, let me know. If you get drunk, lean on me, let me know. I'm about to bust like P, feel me now. Anybody know my skills, what the deal? Anybody feel my skills, it's the real. Anybody wanna come with the steel? Anybody gotta get the whole body pill?
She's a
when they say my name, talk more jump, but won't look my way.
She's a
see, I got more cheese. Back on up while I roll up my sleeve. Can't see me, Joe. Get on down while I shoot my flow. When I do my thing, got the place on fire, burn it down the flame.
Peace. I'm Bahamadia, the Most High God's anointed queen of hip hop, on Level Cuts. I'd like to introduce y'all to a classic debut single, You Know How We Do, by Bahamadia.
When they bump it in the streets, it's gonna rock, right?
True.
In the streets, it's gonna rock, right?
True.
At a show, it's gonna rock, right?
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they bump it in the streets, it's gonna rock, right? In the streets, it's gonna rock, right?
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illidale side. Live like my 93 shit phone vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like Vic with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Raps way back at the plat with super bad disco. Used to do defeat the Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend. Ho, you remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. PSK, Miz on pause delay. You see Jewel D rock ride the chords fade. Reads from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Sharon was the break if you was digging in the crates.
When they bump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
In the streets, it's gon' rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gon' rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
In the streets, it's gon' rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gon' rock right.
The youngsters be making crews pop. Divine beings got the true sound of hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Mad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists. Funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the Knicks, news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let it hit ya. Rubble town mixture, murder with the hypnotic rude girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the D and Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebel to pain and dice roar.
Rock, 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 rock,
rock, rock.
The tough crew rock, rock on. And the Robbie B need to rock, rock on. DJ Ren gotta rock, rock on. Power 99 need to rock, rock on. Sex Machine gotta rock, rock on. When the boy Tab gotta rock, rock on. EC the Rock need to rock, rock on. And the Task Force need to rock, rock on. And Destro need to rock, rock on. And the Red Bull need to rock, rock on. DJ Mark need to rock, rock on. Rock the Block need to rock, rock on. 100X need to rock, rock on. Ram Squad need to rock, rock on. BSB need to rock, rock on. And the Bobby Dance need to rock, rock on. And B-Force need to rock, rock on. And Larry Ladd need to rock, rock on. And LaVie need to rock, rock on. Essential Elements need to rock, rock on. Cash, Money, Money, rock, rock on. Illadel Massive, rock, rock on. Schoolie D need to rock, rock on. Cosmic Kev need to rock, rock on. And Kobe Cole need to rock, rock on. And the Roots need to rock, rock on. And the Tape need to shit, shit.
What does 90s mean to me in terms of music? It was celebratory of a time when individuality was supported, celebrated internationally, regionally, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Soulful. That was the last era, I believe, for really creating or attempting to create and offer something that hadn't been tapped into previously, you know what I mean, previous years, particularly in hip-hop, because everything else is just on auto-repeat now. It's just, you know, a resurgence of what was already laid foundationally in the 90s. My career, 30 years plus spanning, a first of many's. Drum and bass scene with Ronnie Size, the New Forms Project, garnering the Mercury Award, which I'm honored to say, you know what I mean, I partook in, being associated with, affiliated with, whatever. Shout out to Ronnie Size.
Fluctuating the vocalization at warp speed. He style with this style of rhythm produces. Little bit yours, sure to receive screens of encores for I-plus tour pleasure. In the form of freestyle, on foul for the non-pound, except it all. Measure the all contents against your best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome of your mind is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA, throw focuses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC.
I don't want to say spearheading, but being like one of the cornerstones, infusing jazz elements in hip-hop, especially for women's voices in hip-hop, because it hadn't really been done, not from a solo artist, and certainly not without being, like, I wasn't a novelty. I am an actual talent, authentic, my own voice visionary.
Limericks to your form, to form, form, through form. I've moved for you to root on, into millennium. Live swing like pendulum, your soul in the maximum. You got me high, plus hype for the next ever. Proper introduction, fluctuating the vocalization at warp speed. Style with this style of rhythm produces loose. Little bit yours, sure to receive screens of encores for I-plus tour pleasure. In the form of freestyle, on foul with a non-pound, etc. Measured all contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA, throw French kisses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC. Melodic, logic, ties, limericks to your form, to form, form, through form. I've moved for you to root on, into millennium. Live swing like pendulum, your soul moment maximum. You got me high, plus high for the next ever. Proper introduction, fluctuating the vocalization at warp speed. With this child of rhythm produce loose. Little bit yours, sure to receive screens of encores for I-class tour pleasure. In the form of freestyle, on foul with a non-pound, etc. Measure the contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA, so who kisses at me? Bahama D.D., epitome of MC.
Hey Giles, it's Mike here. Loving the show so far. Just sending in my own memories of the 90s, formative years indeed. Several club nights that really informed my life in the future. Bar Rumba, obviously, that's how it is, your good self. Blue Note, Metalheads. And it's where those both of those clubs are also where I played my first sets as a DJ myself in the late 90s under my DJ name, The Furious. Great decade for music, as today on Six Music is testifying, and loving the show.
Pleasure in the form of freestyle, 1,000 pound, etc. Measured all contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA, so who gets this at me? Bahama DD, epitome of MC.
I don't think we realised when this arrived, this track, when it dropped, how unique it was. Post Timberland, the UK sound, mixing it with Philadelphia's Bahama Dia, the voice of an honoree. Shout out to Paul Martin. He actually was the A&R man on this record, and this was recorded in New York.
Yeah.
He went out for a quick sandwich just before Bahama Dia arrived. Came back half an hour later.
Got me ha 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 ha.
And she'd already been in the studio, she'd laid down her rap and she'd left. So the A&R man didn't actually get to meet Bahama Dia. The sandwich got in the way. What a track she dropped. She did it on a first take. New Forms, Bahama Dia with Ronnie Size. Represent. Big Willie Smith, Dr. Octagon, Mad Skills, Golden Age Hip Hop. The decade of jungle. All day rave. Tom and Jerry.
Come more worries. Come in,
Peterson on BBC Six.
Force Records, Digo, Gus, Mark. A parallel universe. The early days, the 90s days of the pioneers, Four Hero.
great thing about the 90s for me certainly was that you could hear any kind of music in the clubs. There'd always be a back room and you could be hearing the wildest tracks. On one hand there might be a Northern Soul thing going on. In another place there might be this sort of music being played. A bunch of people just taking themselves on. Dance battles going on, spinning, a bit of breaking, and some heavyweight fusion music. Shout out to everyone who used to be upstairs, Electric Ballroom in Camden. Jazz 90 parties and Hammersmith all over London. And the scene in Nottingham, Birmingham, all dayers. Playing this kind of thing. Pete Magadini with George Duke. In memory to our friend Sean, Samba for Rollins.
Come and dance with me.
Hi, this is Billy Harper.
Come and dance with me.
You're listening to Giles Peterson on the BBC.
Come and dance with me.
Hopefully playing something exciting.
On a samba beat.
Keep listening.
I actually thought it was earlier. Watch the break. This bit. to Robin and Sanderson, Radio Debonair crew. A lot of you were loving the Laurent Garnier bit this afternoon. If you just tuned in, there's a nice section earlier on in the show, 90s, hearing from Laurent. Out to Hamill and DJ Stuart Who and Dr. Robert Funk. Big love to Lou Hater too today.
Yo, here's a message.
Okay, so we have got half an hour to go this afternoon, and I thought we'd close it today with a sort of 90s jungle mix. I gave you a little taster a moment ago, and I've asked Sherelle to come through with some music for you for the next 20 minutes or so. So yeah, Sherelle in the mix, 90s all day rave on Six Music, comes up after the news.
Six Music. BBC Radio. Six Music.
BBC News at 5:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Archie Battersby has died in hospital after weeks of legal battles. The 12-year-old had been in a coma since April. Doctors at the Royal London Hospital believe he was brainstem dead, and the courts agreed that withdrawing life support was in his best interests. The hospital said its staff had provided high-quality care with extraordinary compassion. Archie died 2 hours after his treatment ended this morning. Ella Rose Carter is the fiancée of his elder brother. She says he'd been stable until his ventilation was removed.
There is absolutely nothing dignified about watching a family member or a child suffocate. No family should ever have to go through what we've been through. It's barbaric.
The Conservative leader